Truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the first day of July. The year is half over. How about that? 6 months left in the year. The prepper tip today is to get your extra magazines for your firearms that use magazines now while you can. I emphasize to get only the factory-issued magazines. If you choose to get the aftermarket magazines to save some money, only buy one before you buy, 10 total. A lot of times these aftermarket magazines simply are not reliable, and I've personally experienced that. So buy one magazine, test it thoroughly with at least 50 rounds minimum to make sure that they function properly in your rifle, in your shotgun, in your pistol. That's your prepper tip of the day. All right, we're going to have open lines. The call number is 512-248-8252. The 900-pound gorilla in the living room is the COVID clot shot. It is. Far worse than the potential conflict with Russia and China, which I don't think it's inevitable, but it's certainly a very huge possibility. Certainly something I'm preparing for. We have all kinds of different concerns. In the summer of 2017, I was awarded the Prague Peace Prize in Prague, Czech Republic, for my original work regarding violent climate change and the fantasy that human beings and cow flatulence are changing the climate by their activities, which would be vehicle emissions and cow flatulence. What a silly thing. The Brits are still all caught up in thinking cow flatulence is changing the climate, believe it or not. So the issue that's in our face is the one that will kill the most people the quickest. That is the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. That is, seriously. You can't be unvaccinated. The different protocols are being developed that may, and I'm the operative word is may, either neutralize or help mitigate the effects of the clot shot. May is the operative word. Quite frankly, we don't know what effect, if any, these protocols will have. What you've done to yourself, if you have taken the COVID clot shot and you got one of the batches that has the poison, some batches do, some batches don't, you have destroyed your immune system. That may or may not happen with the first clot shot. If you choose to go forward with boosters and you get 1, 2, 3, by the time you get the third booster, almost without a doubt, you've destroyed your immune system. Almost without a doubt. And if you've, say, for example, you've had cancer in the past, you went through the cancer treatments, you survived it, whatever cancer it may have been. Those cancer cells, you know, let's back up a bit. Every human being has cancer cells circulating in their body all the time. Whether you're a child or a 90-year-old grandparent, great-grandparent, you have cancer cells circulating in your body, kept in check by your body's immune system. The body's immune system of a healthy person finds those cancer cells and destroys them. That's an ongoing process in all human beings all the time. When you take the COVID clot shot and the boosters, you destroy your body's ability to do that. So if you've had cancer in the past, you're much more likely to get it in the future. Typically, they consider you cured if you go 5 years without any further issues. We're already seeing this happen. People who had cancer, it's been in remission. The cancer, once again, explodes in their body, a very rapid, aggressive form of that cancer, and it kills them. It just kills them. That's what it does. There's multiple things that the COVID clot shots do to people. I don't need to list them right now. And of course, death is something that's happening to literally tens of thousands of people. The swine flu vaccine, which, thank goodness, I avoided that in the mid-1970s, I think killed 6 people, and they stopped it cold. They just flat stopped it cold after 6 people died. I still know men and women who have had their lives ruined this past half century because of the swine flu vaccine. Absolutely devastated and ruined their lives. If there's anything, there's 2 things I'm grateful to my first wife for. That was the conceiving and raising this beautiful child, my daughter, and being warned not to take the swine flu vaccine, for which I will be eternally grateful. If you have friends or family that have taken the COVID vaccine clot shot, don't confront them. Don't get in their face. Just be as kind and polite and loving as you can. Maybe they made the decision thinking it was the right thing to do. Maybe they didn't want to get it, and they thought that they needed to keep their job because they were threatened with being discharged, being fired, if they didn't get the COVID clot shot. The good news is they may not have got the poison. The bad news is they may have, and there's ways to research the batch numbers to have a better idea whether you got a neutral, non-harmful clot shot or the real deal with the poison in it that kills you. And don't ask me to tell you which one of the 200-plus articles at my website gives information. I don't have it memorized. You're going to have to do your own research, because I have more than 200 articles and videos at thelibertyman.com concerning the COVID-19 and the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots. A 40% increase in people dying beginning last July, a year ago this month. I see it in my own local newspaper. Now, it's not every issue, because I've always looked at the obits because I like to know if somebody, if I know, has passed away. But it's not every issue of the local newspaper has the increased obituaries. It's about, I would say, 2 out of 3 at this point in time. I haven't really kept that careful track of the which issues have the most and which don't. But I did visit, when I visited with two local funeral directors in the past several weeks, both of them confirming what I already knew, about a 40% increase in their business of course being funerals, about a 40% increase beginning a year ago this month. The ages of the people dying, the new people dying over and above what we normally see, are men and women between 20 and 60. That was brought to light last fall by an executive from a life insurance company. Life insurance companies hire and retain people called actuaries. These are men and women who, they're numbers people. They know how to locate and get accurate records of people who die, their ages, why they died, how they died, and so forth. Life insurance companies need current information from the actuaries in order to make sure that they charge the proper premium to make sure they have enough money to cover the premium payouts and still make a profit. Obviously, they're profit-making businesses. So that was revealed last fall by a top executive at a life insurance company that he's... Now, that was, I believe, October. I may be off by a month, but I believe it was October last year. And they only had statistics from July, August, September, only 3 months before. And what he was seeing, those 3 or possibly 4 months, he found very disturbing and very alarming, as well he should. There's no precedence for this, ladies and gentlemen. There simply is none. Not even the 1918 Spanish flu was killing people in the numbers we're seeing now. There's no precedence. And the public record has no reflection of the COVID clot shot or COVID-19, either one. The public record is that the 40% increase is due to heart attacks, strokes, and blood clots, with a death certificate making no reflection whatsoever about the COVID-19 vaccination or the COVID-19, either one. So our system is concealing what's really taking place. Now, the one funeral director I talked to, he and his wife both got the clot shot, much to my dismay. They're both friends, and I was so sorry to hear about that. But they did. I'm always amazed at the well-educated, bright men and women who just take what comes out of the CDC at face value and accept it at face value. That is a massive mistake. When it comes to COVID-19 vaccinations, that is a massive, life-threatening mistake. And tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of men and women, and their children, by the way, will pay the price of death for that, trusting the CDC. It's going to be a different world. This year ends in 6 months. The real estate market is hot right now, nationwide, even my area. Properties priced below $250,000 typically sell in a few days. The more expensive properties take a little bit longer. People competing to get out of the cities. I got word from a realtor, a professional realtor who's been in the business more than 20 years yesterday. people seeking small towns. They want away from the big cities. They want a small town big enough that they can meet their daily needs without having to drive any distance. There's a lot of reasons for that. People are tired of the insanity of these big cities. I was in St. Louis yesterday for an appointment, and I saw men and women wearing masks. I don't see that out here occasionally, very rarely out here where I live in Crawford County, Missouri, do I see anybody wearing a mask. It does happen. And attempting to walk around, it was 96 degrees in St. Louis yesterday. Walk around attempting to breathe with a face covering, a face diaper, when it's 96 degrees. Walking around outside with a diaper in the 96 degree heat. How insane is that? But people are still doing it in the cities. Very rarely here in the country. You need to make plans to have a future without the people you know, whether they're relatives or friends or business associates. You have to make plans to live life without them. Hopefully they will have gotten the placebo and they'll be around, but unless you know the batch number and run it, you simply don't know. Now, I got the batch numbers from my daughter, for her, her husband, and the twin grandchildren, and I looked them up, and I reported back to her my findings. Some good, some not so good. My daughter is a loving, trusting, caring person, and she really wants to believe that the CDC and the Food and Drug Administration can be trusted. Well, they can't. My oldest grandson, I was his surrogate father for the first several years of his life, and my wife, Dr. Moore, helped with the child care, bathing him, feeding him, changing his diapers. One of the vaccines that my daughter wanted to give him, my wife, Dr. Moore, attempted to talk her out of it. She went ahead and got it. My grandson was already practicing his handwriting. The day before he got the vaccine, it was a nice, smooth script. The day after the vaccine, it was jerky and not as flowing as it had been 2 days before. My wife didn't say anything to our daughter about that. What would be the point of giving her stress and letting her know that she screwed up by giving her son, my grandson, the vaccine? There is a couple of documentaries named Vaxxed. It's Vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D. Victor Alpha, X-ray, Echo Delta, Vaxxed. Giving the proof, giving the evidence that all vaccines all the time are harmful. There are no exceptions. There aren't. None. Nada. They're all poison. They're all dangerous. Within the Amish community, almost nobody has ever received a vaccine. Now, there are some exceptions. Within the Amish community, there's almost no autism. Almost none. There's a however coming. However, those few, very few boys and girls with autism in the Amish community are the exact same ones that got the vaccinations. How about that? It's a control group. The Amish comprise a tiny, tiny percentage of Americans in this country. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We have gun rules changing all over. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. The Supreme Court said that New York's arbitrary discretion over concealed carry permits is unconstitutional. This may mean that more states will become shall-issue states, but we shouldn't jump the gun yet. The may-issue states could just pass specific laws restricting who can or can't have a concealed carry permit, removing the decision-making process from the issuing authority. On the same day, 10 Senate Republicans joined the Democrats in passing new gun rules. Some of the new rules are actually common sense. For example, if an 18-year-old wants to buy a gun, then maybe their juvenile record really is relevant. However, I don't like the idea of federal money helping states with so-called red flag laws. I just don't see how due process and red flag confiscations can coexist. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, see this Possum Parabellum.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight 4 of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
All right, we are back. That's the Lewis and Clark Fife and Drum Corps, a very wonderful group of young men and women under the age of 18. They graduate from the program when they're 18, wearing the authentic uniforms of the 1804 U.S. Army, playing the instruments of the 1804 U.S. Army, playing the music of the 1804 U.S. Army. And their CDs are available for sale at my website to pay for uniforms. They're authentic uniforms, very detailed uniforms, by the way, instruments and travel. And they deserve your support, and I'd love to see other similar groups started around the country. It's a great activity for youngsters. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. If you want to protect your car, your truck, the car and truck of your spouse, the car or truck of that youngster off to college, the exact same way the federal government protects theirs at the Department of Defense. This is what you need. It's what I use. And a nice $50 discount on each piece of EMP Shield equipment at thelibertyman.com. We got some callers on hold here. First, we have, Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, good morning, John. I just wanted to chime in a little bit on that, those numbers, that insurance numbers you were talking about. I was looking, I heard the other day that one insurance statistic says that children between the, or young adults, I guess that you would call them, between the ages of 18 and 40 their insurance, ones who have deaths from that age group, have gone up 40%. So that's quite a amount of kids out there. I guess young adult would be the better word, who are dying. Now, what percentage of them have, of that 40%, we would have to assume that 40% would have to be all pretty much associated with COVID deaths, since this has just been in the last year or
no,
so.
No, Charlie.
What do you mean, no?
Well, I'm going to tell you. People in that age group, unless they're morbidly obese or already have pre-existing heart or lung conditions, they don't die from COVID. They don't. They got a better chance of dying from a lightning strike.
Well, COVID vaccines, I should have said, maybe, perhaps.
Well, that's what you should have said. That's why I said no, sir.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, you're correct. Yeah, we have to assume that it's from the vaccines, for sure. Well, yeah, absolutely, John. Yeah, you're correct there. Absolutely.
Right. Well, in an investigation, you look at two things. What's the same and what's different? That's what you do.
Exactly.
So with that age group, look at two things. What's the same and what's different? And what's different is
exactly
the vaccination clot shot. Okay.
Yes, you're correct there. Yeah, I misspoke there. Also, I wanted to let you know that I think his name is Jerry in Vancouver, the one that called in about the plexiglass.
James
in Vancouver. Yeah, he is that doctor I've told you about before that used to teach virologists about virology. I mean, basically, he's a scientist, doctor, teacher, educator, from what I understand, and he's probably the best expert we have on COVID and COVID issues. So, anytime you want to engage him in that area, you know, he could probably lend a lot to the conversation. I consider him, as far as RPN list callers, to be the expert on that issue that I will go to.
Well, he's always welcome to jump right in there anytime he wants to.
Yeah, good. Yeah, because he's very knowledgeable in that area. He's the one I've told you about before that actually used to teach virologists. And so I think he knows a little bit about the subject. Yeah. All right, great. That's all I wanted to add into today.
Okay. Thank you, Charlie. We appreciate the call, as always. Mm-hmm. Our next caller, yes, sir, is Mike in Kentucky. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, I'm not a super expert on autism or anything like that, but I've certainly been paying attention to it for probably any of the news that comes along, and I'm in my circle is some experts on autism. The thing about the Amish is they have that principle from the Bible to come out from among them. You know, they don't, and they speak of us as if we're separate from them as far as.
Yeah, they call us the English. They call us the English.
Some of them do. I mean, most people only know about the Amish from that movie Witness with Harrison Ford. And
right. There's
a wide variability among the, I don't know what you would say, the severity of the Amish. A lot of them have phones. A lot of them have phones. They'll have them out at the dairy barn or out at the barn. They won't have them in the house. And so they do have some exposure to technology. They won't actually drive. And some of them are, if you follow their buggies on a bicycle, they'll kick the horse into high gear and run off and leave you. They don't like bicycles drafted behind them. I know that from personal knowledge. But anyway, on the autism thing that you mentioned, they don't necessarily report everything that they have. And there's
hold
a lot
on,
of them
hold
there.
Hold on, Mike, through the break.
No, okay.
Hold on, Mike.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Exclusive content you find nowhere else. The latest intelligence briefing updated every 48 hours Monday morning, every 24 hours Tuesday through Friday, written by a friend of mine, a former U.S. Army counterintelligence agent. Steve O'Neill, the nuclear scientist, his articles are published a couple of times a week. The latest one is being posted today. And I am so happy that the MyPillow folks reached out to me. I am a MyPillow dealer. It's not just pillows. It's sheets, it's towels, it's bathrobes, it's slippers, up to 66% off at thelibertyman.com. We're talking at the top of hour three with Brady, with the Liberator Rocket Heaters, and getting updates from them. And, of course, last but not least, my 4th of July sale on energy cleaners and mattress pads and micro plush throws is in effect until midnight, Monday the 4th. That would be $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. If you're mailing me a check or money, or just do the math and mail me the correct dollar amount, when you place your order online, you'll be paying full price. I refund the difference manually. When you place your order with my order takers, they take the full price order, and I refund the sale price manually. So If you want to take part in that sale, you need to do it before midnight, the 4th of July. If you're mailing a check or money order, make sure it's postmarked before midnight, the 4th of July. And last but not least, my toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. And Mike, you're making some comments about the Amish community. They're great people, aren't they?
Well, I think they're, for the most part, pretty hardworking people. But, you know, I've got a friend that also interacts with them quite a bit. And there's they have their own ways of, you might say, blowing off steam that people don't know about. I have problems with their basic faith, whereas they say, you know, come out from among them and be ye separate. We're also commanded to be in the world, but not of the world, you know. So there really is no country without the Lord, guns, and liberty. We have to be willing to defend what we've been given to be a good steward of it, I think. And so they have guns, some of them. There's a wide, like I said, variability.
Oh, yes. Don't fool yourself.
The Amish. And like I say, a lot of people, all they know is from that movie Witness with Kelly McGillis and Harrison Ford, where he wouldn't touch the evil thing. You know, the old man wouldn't let his son touch the gun, or his grandson. Anyway, they won't. They don't necessarily report all their problems, and they marry each other's cousins and stuff a lot, so they have some certain genetic problems, blood disorders and things, but they do have Down syndrome and autism. It's just much, much lower. Right now, the official numbers, boys and girls combined, is 1 in 37 in this country for autism.
Right.
Now, that's not
that's
just
right.
due to the clot shot. There's other things going on.
No connection to the clot shot that I'm aware of with autism.
Well, I thought that's what you said, that the ones that had autism amongst the Amish were ones that took the shot.
Vaccinations in general, vaccinations generically, not the clot shot.
Yeah.
Not the
COVID-19. There's a lot of homeschooling and things like that that go on too. So there's a lack of reporting on that, I think. But the they have their own newspaper. I saw a copy of one that was printed out of Ohio, which was talking about the COVID situation back in the spring of 2020.
Right.
And you can find reprints of it online. So it's hard to make broad assumptions about the Amish. Is what I found out.
Let's not leave out the Mennonites. They're Amish with cars.
Yeah, basically, and there's some variability among them too, as far as about what they allow. Different groups of elders will approve different things, and of course the Amish that won't drive cars contract it out. They get people to drive them around to the stores, and
that's right.
And but I wouldn't trust you know, a lot of their Amish products are manufactured for them, and they relabel them Yoders and stuff. So if you think you're getting something pure and natural, the USFDA still regulates all their dairy farms, so that the cattle all get vaccinated. They get fed whatever's allowed to be fed. You know, like the in England, I don't know about America, but I just read back in the spring, they just recently reapproved the processed animal protein as long as it does not contain any cattle, bovine protein. So it can have whatever, you know. Pig, anything downer animals that they want to put in there, as long as it's not bovine or cow. And that was just, you know, that was due to the 1990s mad cow scare. It was banned for all this time. But antibiotics, whatever else they can feed them that causes inflammation to make those cows get to market weight quicker. And I have to wonder about that. The communist industrialization of agriculture is one of the big Marxist 10 planks. How much is that a factor in our autism spectrum? I mean, 1 in 37 now. And that's higher for boys than it is girls. So that probably means it's more like 1 in 25 boys. So every classroom in these public schools has got an autistic child that's considered on the spectrum. Now, you generally, until recently, could not diagnose autism until about 6 months. Most of the average age here in Kentucky for diagnosis for autism is the age of 5. still in the preschool story time or circle time and stuff like that. If they can't sit still and they're disruptive, they immediately want them put on medication. Well, they restrict the amount of physical activity these kids get. So I don't know about you, but when I was in school, we had a lot of gym. I ran track. We had gym time that lasted an hour. We had a contest for sit-ups.
Mike, you've done a segue from autism to ADHD.
Autism spectrum disorder is on the attention deficit hyperactive
disorder. Well, there's an easy cure for ADHD. Do you know what that is? Realizing. You don't know what it is. Get a plane ticket to England.
Physical activity is one thing.
No. Get a plane ticket to England or France or Germany.
The food additives are different.
No, sir. The diagnosis does not exist for ADHD in England, France, or Germany.
In Canada, they manufacture a lot of food, and they'll do one production run for Canada and England and a different production run for the U.S.
Mike, the doctor who developed the diagnosis gave one last interview before he died. He became quite wealthy developing the drugs for ADHD. In that very last interview for his death, he admitted publicly that it was a complete fantasy. There is no diagnosis for ADHD in England or France.
Well, I've been a substitute teacher a lot of times, a lot of years, and there is a problem that the kids didn't used to have. They banned recess for 20-some years in Chicago schools. In Texas, they discovered if they added 4 15-minute recesses back so these kids would have some dang physical activity during the day instead of maximizing classroom time, their standardized test scores shot up. Just giving them some physical activity. Anyway, I'll let you go. There's a lot to it. Besides, it's hard to make blanket statements about the autism spectrum stuff or the Amish.
It is. Okay, Mike. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Call number is 512-248-8252. How about that? ADHD does not exist in England or France or Germany pretty much any other place in the world that hasn't been contaminated by the American Medical Association. In England, if a child has trouble sitting still, they say, that's normal, especially for boys. And Mike is exactly right. Children, in their natural, if they're left alone, they will be physically active. If they're prohibited from being physically active in a restrictive, controlled environment, that's not natural. Now, I recall when I was a youngster, we had a mid-morning recess, we had our lunchtime break, and a mid-afternoon recess. And they did that for a reason, because youngsters have to have physical activity to be normal, to function properly. And I always looked forward to recess. It was almost always a great time to get out and run and play different games and so forth. Frequently, little girls would sit in circles and do the face-to-face communication that little girls do, not all the time, but frequently. And that's normal. That's what works. When you take a system that works and change it, and wonder why you get a bad outcome, well, you go back to what works, don't you? At least that's what you should do. The number of children, the percentage of children being diagnosed with autism is increasing at a really scary rate. If it continues to increase at the same rate, half of all children will be autistic in not very long, in just a very few years. That's our future. Now, I mentioned earlier this week that of the young people between 18 and 26, I think that's the age that they allow young men and women to enlist in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, Space Force, 3 out of 4 are not eligible to enlist in any branch of the U.S. military. And these are very low standards. They're very low mental and physical standards. Of course, course, there's other things like tattoos on the face that will make you ineligible. Now, I find that really scary myself, because that's our future. If 3 out of 4 young Americans can't meet the low standards for physical and mental entrance examinations, what does that say about our future in this country? When I was 18, it was a rare occasion for a young man or young woman to be rejected for mental or physical reasons. It did happen, of course. You had a heart condition, issues with your feet, your IQ was not high enough, you'd be rejected. Robert McNamara, the Secretary of Defense in the mid-1960s, decided to attempt to increase the percentage of young men that could be drafted by lowering the IQ for the admissions test. And here's what they did. They started drafting these young men with a substandard IQ. They set up special programs to attempt, and the operative word is attempt, to get these young men to read to a third grade level. You had to be able, and that's a very low standard also, by the way. My outfit, when I got back from Vietnam, we were picked as instructors. It was almost all intelligence analysts in the first outfit I was in when I got back from Vietnam, the Continental Intelligence Command. They put up a chain link fence around some barracks where they kept these young men, because if they didn't have a chain link fence, they would wander off and just not know where they were, hurt themselves, whatever, to keep them in a safe area. And I think it was a 2-month program. I don't recall the exact length, doesn't matter, where my fellow intelligence analysts would attempt to get these young men to read to a third grade level. If they could get them to where they could read at a third grade level, they would be brought into the U.S. Army for further training. Now, a graduate of one of those classes was in my outfit in Vietnam, and he was assigned to me as his caregiver, watcher, helper. I'm not sure what the title would be. More take care of private so-and-so so he doesn't hurt himself. I said, sure, I can do that. This young man, he had no business being in the Army, let alone Vietnam. He was scared to his very core every moment of every day for about 2 to 3 months. The poor young man, he had no business being there or in the Army, either one. We got him to the point where he wasn't scared 24/7, where he could function and do some minimal jobs under supervision. And he managed, as far as I know, to complete his tour and go home in one piece. Looks like James from Vancouver is back. Morning, James.
Yes, sir. Good morning. I just heard some comments. First of all,
You're breaking up, James. Start over again. You were breaking up, sir.
You mentioned the flu vaccine of the 1970s, the swine flu.
Yes, sir. Right, right.
And now we have what we have today, and I'm wondering what has happened to society in the last 50 years that would allow everyone to look away and say, well, it's no big deal, or, well, this is sort of normal, when back in 1976, thereabouts, they stopped the vaccine right away when it gave trouble.
Well,
what is
James, I'm not sure the focus needs to be on society as a whole as much as the CDC, where the CDC leadership stopped it in 1976, and the CDC is allowing it to continue now. We're looking at, what, a dozen or two men and women with that decision-making ability, not the entire society.
Yeah, but I think people in those days were, maybe they didn't have media, that is to say they didn't have a phone that they kept on, these smartphones always pressing buttons, and I mean, they're going down the stairs at busy locations, and they're still looking at their smartphones and pressing buttons, and you could easily trip them. I mean, they seem to be mesmerized by what's going around. If people say, "Yeah, this is there's a big pandemic," they didn't have any common sense to look around and say, "Well, I don't see it." You see.
Could you hold on? Hold on, James. We got our last break.
Right.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
All right, we're back. All right, James, you're still with us. What's your final comment or question, sir?
I was saying that I appreciate the accolades there, but some things I know and some things I don't know. And actually, I got into the whole biophysics thing by accident. Another thing is, unfortunately, I'm only one person. And I have limited resources, so
I would love to help people, but there are so many details and things like that that it would be difficult for me to do. But I guess if I can be of any help, you know. But I just want to get back to people today. You obviously, yeah, you were in Vietnam. You were in the Army. You took a, you know, important details there in Vietnam. But look at this society today. Do you really think we could have an army like we had in 1965 out of what we got today, you see?
No, we don't. The American population is too fat and too dumb to do what we did in 1965 in the same numbers.
Well, it's a logistics problem all the way around, you see. Whether I'm you know, curing somebody or, you know, you're fighting a war. I don't know if we have the horses anymore, you see. It's just, and Russia and China, like you've said before, these guys, especially China, they have a million-man army, plus nothing for them, you see. So these are the things we have to look at carefully. But, look, thanks for taking my call.
Okay, thank you, James. We appreciate it. Don't be a stranger. Right. Top of the hour break coming up here. I was at a major store that has a nationwide chain yesterday. A man who was waiting on me, he was about 6'4", about 300 pounds, wearing lipstick and fingernail polish. And I think he had green or blue hair. Very strange and bizarre looking individual, to say the least. But he seemed to be competent in his job, knew exactly the answers to the question. He was in a mid-level management position in this particular store. Very strange and very bizarre, but that's the modern world we live in, isn't it? I'm not so sure I want him representing my business, but God bless him. He's productive and doing what he can to make a living, despite his bizarre appearance. Brady's quite a guy. He's very knowledgeable in many areas. He's helping us with the manufacture of the Liberator rocket heaters. If you have a question, he's typically got an answer when it comes to delivery dates and so forth. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.